Do you hear the neighbors?
Like they're having a party with some kind of musical instrument.
It's like not even trumpets. Like it's not even like real like regular music. It sounds like it's
a trumpet. Somebody's really bad at it.
Are they playing like some kind of weird game?
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
It's not like nails on a chalkboard. It's like it's like a band.
It's like a trumpet on a chalkboard.
It's like band camp.
A really bad band camp.
Oh my god. One time at band camp. Good evening and welcome back to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, a husband and wife podcast where we drink booze and discuss the paranormal and urban legends from different states. Tonight we are figuratively in California to discuss our stories, but drinking locally with Free Will Brewing Scarecrow Beer. It's an autumn spiced ale with vanilla, allspice, nutmeg, and cinnamon. I've been waiting all week to drink it, so it tastes especially good. And Kevin's drinking Lancaster Brewing Company's Baked Pumpkin Ale.
I could have said that, you know. But yeah, I want to eat the bottle. It tastes amazing. Is that weird? It tastes exactly like pie.
Well, I don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh.
I like apple pie.
You're missing out, you know?
I'm not missing out because I tried it and I don't like it.
Well, you just haven't had the right one. You need the right one.
And where exactly does one find the right one? Because I've literally seen you eat every pumpkin pie and be like, oh my god, it's so good. With some cool whip.
Cool whip.
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 No, you're saying it wrong. It's
no, you're saying
cool
it wrong.
Whip.
Whip. Who are you to tell me about saying things wrong? You always say things wrong. You say, what do you say? Umbrella instead of umbrella.
So I have a little bit
remember
of a speech
when you said
issue here.
Buttermilk pancakes. No, you said milk butter pancakes instead of buttermilk pancakes.
I don't really remember that.
I do. I have a whole list of all the things that you say wrong.
It's better.
I really actually keep a list of all the things that you say wrong. So today we were at the Peddler's Village Scarecrow Festival in Lahaska, Pennsylvania, which is what, like right?
It's not. It's
in Bucks County.
Is that Bethlehem? Right?
No, Buckingham.
Buckingham.
Sounds so fancy. So many fancy people.
Nice little Halloween town.
Yeah. So it was a cute little village with a bunch of, like, areas to shop in. And they're having their annual Scarecrow Festival. We decided to participate and put up our scarecrow.
Oh, boy. We have stories for you guys.
That was super fun to... that was super fun to create and make.
Yeah.
And argue about.
Yeah.
We got a
little bit of fork in the road here and there, you know, but we got past it.
Yeah, so Kevin decided to hit our scarecrow into the car the one day and broke the arms off.
I didn't force.
Yes, you did.
It suddenly broke.
No, you forced them. I think there's a cat trying to get in.
Really?
Yes. Let the cat in. Hurry up.
Ugh.
So anyway, he forced them in, broke the arms, and then we were in the middle of this like tiny little quiet village, and what is it called? Oh, it was too tall. So we had to call Kevin called our friend Riaz, and once again, as always, he always saves us from like disasters. And he brought a power saw. So Kevin's in the middle of this tiny, quiet little village power sawing where all these people are just staring at us. And I'm just like, yep, this is pretty much our life together. Just being loud.
Turned out pretty good.
We're loud and obnoxious.
I thought our scarecrow was the one that flew across the yard or whatever because we had this storm.
You're being so dramatic. No one ever said anything about flying.
Well, the winds like took
no it. Nobody said anything about flying. So me being the stalker that I am, was going through Instagram with all the Peddler's Village Scarecrow Festival tags, and I found this person that looked like they were still there. So I just, you know, sent a quick message asking if, you know, any of the scarecrows were down, because I was a little paranoid, and they said one with a pumpkin head. And ours has a pumpkin head, and I'm freaking out. So automatically, I just assume that it's ours. So we go out early this morning. Not so early this morning, because Kevin wouldn't wake up. But anyway, that's a different story. And get all the stuff to...
You don't put me on blast like that.
And get all the stuff to fix him. We get there, and he's okay. He's a little bit lopsided, like more than before.
But kind of wanted it that way, right?
So no. Scary. No, he's a little bit more lopsided than like before, but he's okay. I feel like he still looks good. I'm satisfied. Oh. Don't give me.
I was close
stuttering.
To finishing each other's sandwiches. It's from the movie.
I know what movie it's from. So, but we looked at a lot of the other scarecrows. They're all like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are just like, so much time was put into them, like ridiculous amount of time, like months worth of prepping.
Like the one next to us, that one's a
corny.
Really good.
Corny's really good.
That was really good.
It's like a candy corn, but like creepy.
And Ursula, that one's really
Ursula
good.
Ursula is a good and
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin was so good.
Giving shout outs here.
What the hewn spirits one, the one right in front of the shop. The creepy one.
Oh, yeah,
that one's good. A lot of cool things. It's always interesting to see what other people come up with.
There's a lot of hard work.
So if you want to vote, you can go online, look at it. And you can also, you know, search the tags just to see if there's any others that you like. But, you know, we would always appreciate that vote. So anyway, we are going to do stories in California tonight. What is our neighbors doing? Do you hear that?
They're having a party.
It sounds like, what is it called? Not
like a trumpet or something.
No, that game show. Not Family Feud. No, it does sound like Family Feud.
I was going to say Jeopardy because that sounds like too I know.
The Price is Right. They're definitely having some kind of party over there.
You can come down and spin the wheel, you know, like.
That's like Wheel of Fortune.
No.
What?
No, that is, there's another game show where like you first have to guess the price. Oh, the Price is Right.
Do you remember that game show Whammy?
I don't.
Mallory and I used to always watch Game Show Network.
Mm.
And it was like on all the time.
No one got time for that.
Yeah. I used to love Game Show Network. That and Maury we would watch all the time.
Maury.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, if you would like to vote, there is a Peddler's Village app that you can vote through. Or if you're actually visiting physically, there are paper ballots, which are available in all of the shops. And you can just submit it at the... I think you have to submit it at the... You're going to laugh at this one. I believe it's the Cock and Bull. How old are you? I can't say anything without you being goofy. All right, so our first story tonight is the Rebobs.
The Rebobs. Is that like Reebok?
Okay, but they're not.
Just like you said it wrong. Like, you know.
But they're Rebobs, and they are the flying monkeys of Napa Valley.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. Flying monkeys sounds like so much fun. It sounds scary.
Sounds like a bad day. But
can you imagine a monkey just flying around?
I'd be kind of scared. They throw their poop, so can you imagine them flying? And
I know, I'm worried about birds just flying over me and pooping on me, and now I gotta worry about
my monkeys going,
literally trying to target me by throwing it at me.
They do that when they get upset.
Really? I thought they just did it to do it.
They probably do.
So, there's a small town in Napa Valley that was home to the Partrick family. Not Patrick family, before you say anything, Partrick, Kevin. Partrick Road was actually named after this family. It's known for being inhabited by a mysterious creature called a Rebob. It's been around for decades, but there have been no direct evidence of their existence, which has made it hard to say exactly what they look like, because all of the encounters are different. But the one thing that seems to be the same across every story is that the Rebob looks like some kind of monkey. Some say that they're half monkeys, half robots, and have wings, while others say that...
Half robots?
Yeah. Like, made. They're man-made with monkeys and robots. Mm. Not like a monkey and a robot had a baby.
Gotcha. Okay.
While others say that there was a scientist combining monkeys and humans, resulting in Rebobs. There's another version that claims that there are bat parts, and another stating that they have long fangs and claws along with wings. There's an
account. Like a vampire?
Like a vampire bat monkey.
Mmm.
Does that make sense to you now? Any more questions?
I was going to ask you what type of food it eats. I was thinking bananas.
Humans.
What?
Yep. So, now I lost my spot. There's an account that Rebobs are covered in branches and appear to be walking plants, which is nothing like the other account, so I'll assume it's invalid. The scientist version describes the attempt to combine monkeys and humans for the purpose of combat, and one of the experiments escaped, killing humans in the process. A different scientist story goes that he was trying to sew wings onto the backs of monkeys, which was fine until he died, and the Rebobs continued to breed, and the population expanded, with their offspring evolving and developing wings. Well, if something is evolving, doesn't it take, like, thousands of years? Or hundreds evolution? Of years?
I don't know if it takes thousands of years, but it does take a long time, man.
My computer's gonna die.
It's gonna die. Don't die. Do CPR.
You can't do CPR on a computer.
Sure?
Yes, Kevin. I am sure. Where are you going?
I'm about to do CPR.
You can't do CPR on a computer. The military version. Yeah, so I can. I guess I can kind of see it for military purposes. How you would do it, I still don't understand how you would control it.
But it eats humans.
What do you mean? Kevin? I don't know if it actually eats humans. I was just joking.
Oh.
So then there's claims that a scientist was working for the military, again, to create a better soldier during World War II and used bodies from Patrick Cemetery for research. There's a couple myths regarding Rebobs. First, if you wait in the car at the end of Patrick Cemetery, be aware that they will come out of the trees to attack and jump on the car. Second, they hide in trees on Patrick Road, but you have to look for them in order to see them. There's also rumors that Rebobs stalk young lovers, waiting for them to be in a state of weakness to satisfy their craving for young flesh and blood. They don't sound very, nice.
Yeah, user-friendly, nice, yeah.
Rebobs are known to come through windows at night to steal kids from their beds. After they take the children, they eat and dismember them or spare their lives, but then force them into slavery. I wonder, like, what kind of slavery, though, because I can barely get the kids to wipe their feet when they come in the door, let alone force heavy labor on them.
It's possible, I guess.
We've been interrupted by a child. The podcast will resume shortly. So, the legends of Rebobs started in the 50s and 60s. That's when the rise of B-rated movies started to happen. You remember Pumpkinhead?
Yeah.
Did you actually watch Pumpkinhead?
No, I just haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. Did you ever see Dr. Giggles? I don't know if that was in the 50s and 60s. You never watched me giggle because you never made me laugh.
She's trying to hold it back right now.
I'm not holding anything back. As we know my
style. Anything to make you smile.
No, stop trying to wink at me. That was not even a wink.
Throw me a bone here, right?
So, but anyway, like, with rumors and everything of, I'm sure that when that was happening, and I feel like a lot of the B-rated movies are like creature features.
Right.
So, Rebobs.
There's some good B-rated movies. I just can't remember the names.
You don't watch movies.
No, not like you, but...
You're lame.
I'm not lame.
Yes, you are.
I'm outside.
Every time we try to watch a movie, you fall asleep.
Well, nap time.
No, that's boring. So, next on our list is the clown statue.
Ooh, I don't like clowns.
There's actually, like, a real, like, phobia of clowns.
I believe it.
And apparently it stems from John Wayne Gacy. I'm sure that people were creeped out of clowns before, but like, in psychological perspective, like, I feel like it might have grown because of John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer. He used to dress up in, like, clown outfits. He had a name, too. I forget what it was. But, yeah. Serial killer, clown. Probably doesn't help the whole clown thing. Why are clowns even considered something that makes people happy? Because I feel like they're just creepy. First of all, you can't see the real face of the person. Second, they're always, like, have weird makeup on. Like, they're not cute.
Is that goofy voice?
Yeah. I'm Bobo the Clown.
I am Bobo the Clown.
I literally just said that. Stop copying me, Swan. So, do you remember... What? You don't know what movie that's from?
What?
Stop copying me, Swan.
No. Where is that from?
Anyway. I'm done with you. Anyone listening can send a note over to Kev saying what movie that is, because that's just embarrassing. But you remember Chain Letters, right?
Chain Letters?
Yeah.
Nope.
Right, what planet did you grow up on? Emails, chain letters, like, send this to 10 people or you'll die.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is. I guess.
Right.
I don't understand.
Well, in 2006...
Blame it on the alcohol.
In 2006, a chain letter started to circulate regarding a creepy clown in Newport, California. And it went like this. Subject. Forward. Clown. This creepy or what? A few years ago, a mother and a father decided they needed a break. Must be nice. A break. So they wanted to head out for a night on the town. So they called their most trusted babysitter. When the babysitter arrived, the two children were already fast asleep in bed. The babysitter just got to sit around and make sure everything was okay with the children. Seems easy enough, right?
Easy job, right?
Yeah, easy. So later in the night, the babysitter got bored and said she wanted to watch TV. But she couldn't watch TV downstairs because they didn't have cable downstairs. The parents didn't want their children watching too much garbage. So she called... I'm just thinking how this is funny because it's 2006.
Right.
And then now, like, every single parent I know has given their children, like, iPads and, like, everything. Cell phones and computers, so...
Times have changed.
Yeah. Apparently now all we want our children to do is watch garbage. So she called them and asked them if she could watch TV in the parents' room. Of course, the parents said it was okay, but the babysitter had one final request. She asked if she could cover up the large clown statue in their bedroom with a blanket or a cloth, because it made her nervous. The phone line was silent for a moment, and then the father, who was talking to the babysitter at the time, said, "Take the children and get out of the house. We'll call the police. We don't have a clown statue."
Oh, I heard this story before.
The children and the babysitter got murdered by the clown. It turned out to be that the clown was a killer that had escaped from jail. And then at the end of the chain letter it says, "If you don't repost this to 10 peeps within 5 minutes, the clown will be standing next to your bed at 3 a.m. with a knife in his hand."
Wow. Yeah. That's a bad day.
Where I was always afraid not to send chain letters. But then again, I also didn't send chain letters. I was always afraid of what would happen.
Just don't read it.
I know. As soon as you see, like, that beginning thing, you're like, subject, forward, clown.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm good. No, thank you. Especially around that time, I feel like it was more prominent for... chain letters and stuff to go out. Remember? Okay, you probably don't remember this, but like when the internet, whatever, first started like really getting big,
right?
That was all you used to get in emails.
Chain letters.
Yeah. I don't like chain texts either.
I don't like chain anything.
Yeah, there's like stuff on Facebook that's like, if you don't repost this. And it'll be, like, some kind of creepy thing. This person will be at your house or whatever.
Yeah.
And just creeps me out. Well, it creeps me out. And I know it's not going to happen.
Let's get little kids to do it, you know? Like, little kids that have Facebooks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, 5 years old having Facebook.
So, I haven't heard this story before, but I've heard of, like, you know, the babysitter is getting a call, the killer's in the other room, the call's coming from inside the house. You know, like, she calls 911 and stuff like that.
Scream type stuff?
No, like, a babysitter, when a stranger calls. Do you ever watch movies?
Yeah. Didn't that happen something? No, she wasn't babysitting, but she was in her house, somebody called, and it sounded like the call was coming from inside the house. Wasn't that a scene in Scream?
But she didn't call 911, I don't think. And then they said that the call was coming from inside the house. She was on the phone with somebody, and then she was attacked.
Right.
But they didn't say... I don't know. I don't remember. Now I'm second-guessing myself. Anyway, there's multiple versions where the clown is a midget who escaped from a local jail and hides in the house to avoid capture, posing as a statue. And then... there's another one, obviously, that the intruder is a murderous sex offender stalking the babysitter. Either way, the babysitter is screwed.
Yep.
No extra money that night. I mean...
Ever?
I wonder if that... Okay, so what if that actually happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would the babysitter's family be able to sue the other family? Like, the family that they were watching the kids for?
I don't know. Probably not, right? Because that was just, like...
a freak happening. But if somebody falls into your pool and dies, like, in your pool, can't you be charged?
Yeah, I think you can. Somebody broke into your house, I think, and hurt themselves or whatever.
And you could be sued.
Yeah, even though they're, you know, breaking in your house.
I don't know how
I think that's
true
BS.
That is.
I don't know how true it is neither, but...
Well, you remember in Liar Liar when the lady said that the guy fell through, like... he was trying to break in or something like that, and then he fell in through the, what is it?
Steps? Or
no, wasn't it? I don't know. I think it was the sunroof or something like that. He fell in through the kitchen, landed on a kitchen knife, and then wound up suing her. I don't know. That'd be crazy, though. That's not fair. It always amazes me when bad guys feel like they're owed something or they're being treated poorly. It's like, dude, you were the one who was acting like a jerk to begin with. Stop being a jerk.
Get a job like everybody else.
Yeah. Lastly, we have the Winchester house.
Ooh, what does this remind you of? Like, time error.
We already know about the Winchester house. I'm fascinated by Sarah Winchester.
Okay.
So, like... the house that she built is just insane. And we watched a movie like 2 weeks ago. Right? Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
About the whole situation. I don't know how much of it is actual fact. I was trying to find if anything was factual in it. Aside from, you know, obviously building the house. But there's a particular ghost in... I don't want to give anything away in case anybody hasn't seen it. But... there's a particular ghost in the movie that I was trying to research and find out about, but I couldn't find anything. So anyway, Sarah's husband, William Wirt Winchester, died in 1881, leaving her with his fortune of $20 million from the Winchester rifle, which is sloganed with "the gun that won the West." Now think about it. 1881, $20 million.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah, so she was definitely at least well off. I mean, obviously she lost her husband.
Used that same gun in the Civil War, so that's...
And a lot of people died from it.
Yep.
So when her husband died, she visited a medium who told her that she was cursed because of all the lives that were taken because of the Winchester rifle, and that the fortune was actually blood money. The medium continued to tell Sarah that she needed to, and I quote from the website, "build a home for herself and for the spirits who have fallen victim from this terrible weapon," with an added detail of, "if she continues building, she will live. If she stops, she will die."
Yeah.
How would you take that news? Would you think that it was a crock of shit, or would you, like, actually be kind of concerned?
I'd be kind of concerned. Especially because, you know, what I've been through and a spirit saying this.
It wasn't a spirit. It was a medium. The person who speaks to spirits.
Oh.
Or as sensitive as the spirits.
I guess it really depends on the situation. But in her situation, yeah, I'd probably take it.
So my thing is, what if... Because
back then they were more like spiritual and stuff, right?
Well, I guess so. But they could also see that stuff as kind of like witchcrafty. So, I don't know. But my question is, do you think that he lost somebody that was killed by a Winchester rifle and he was saying it to kind of scare her?
Maybe.
So, anyway, shortly after she met with the medium, she left her house in Connecticut and moved to San Jose, California in 1886, where over the course of 38 years, a 24,000 square foot home was built with construction going on 24/7. So every single day, every single hour, nonstop.
She employed a lot of people.
Yes. Although it was purchased as an 8-room farmhouse, which is already pretty big, it became a Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion that has been named after her and can be visited today. The construction stopped on September 5th, 1922, when Sarah died. The construction was so abrupt that there's still nails protruding from the walls.
13?
No. That was part of the movie.
Oh.
I don't know if she actually did that. Yeah. So, this house is incredibly strange for various reasons. There are trap doors, secret passages, a skylit roof, a skylight in the floor. Because I'm thinking skylight should be in a roof, but it's actually in the floor. Spider web windows, staircases that lead to nowhere, doors that open to blank walls, and a dangerous door on the second floor that opens out into nothing except for the yard below.
Holy.
Yeah. So it was once seven stories.
Don't get drunk, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine? That'd be terrible.
Sure people have done it, right?
I don't know. The house was once 7 stories high, and then the mansion took a devastating blow during an earthquake in 1906. From that time on, instead of building upward, Sarah instructed workers to build outward. But why did Sarah give such strange architectural designs? She thought by doing so, she would be able to confuse the spirits and allow her to escape them when she needed. Some believe that Sarah was crazy. But Janan Bomey, I don't know if I'm saying that right, a historian of the Winchester Mystery House, believed that Sarah liked the continuous renovations because it reminded her of when she and her husband had built a house together in New Haven. So she was kind of like keeping it alive.
Right.
She didn't leave the house much, but there was always people surrounding her. The construction workers, gardeners, and servants, and of course the ghosts. She communicated daily with the foreman to give him new instructions on building plans. It said that she had a seance room where she spoke to the spirits and they assisted in the house's design.
Which that does sound kind of crazy, right?
If you think about it, but also what if it's true?
Yeah.
Because people say that they speak to spirits all the time.
That's true, yeah.
So, in total, there are 950 doors,
wow.
10,000 windows,
dang.
40 stairways, 52 skylights, 47 fireplaces, 6 kitchens. Oh, my God, 6 kitchens. Can you imagine having cleaned 6 kitchens? And then 3...
You never get done.
Yeah. And then 3 elevators. See, okay, so when we have breakfast, right, and then we clean up, I feel like by the time we're done cleaning up, it's lunchtime, and then I make lunch, and then we clean up lunch, and then I feel like it's dinner time.
Yeah.
So can you imagine 6 of them? I mean, I know she's not using all of them, but still, the amount of time to clean one kitchen is just absurd.
And they're massive kitchens.
Yeah, it's not just like a tiny little 10x10.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of groundbreaking elements such as wool insulation, carbide gas lights, electricity, and an indoor shower complete with a sewage drainage system. She also had an obsession for the number 13. Okay, here we go with the 13. Believing that somehow it kept her safe. There are many 13 paned windows and 13 paneled ceilings, 13 step stairways. Her will had 13 parts signed 13 times. And the 13th bathroom has 13 windows of its own. And it's, so in the movie, she needed, what, 13 nails to keep each spirit in a room?
Even though they could work the nails out. Like, what was the deal with that?
I think it was the spirit on the outside, not the ones on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting that 13 was such a thing for her, because when we think of 13, especially like Friday the 13th, we think of something bad, like superstitious. And what were we reading earlier? It said that the reason why a lot of people, well, I mean, a lot of bad shit has happened on Friday the 13th. But they said 12 is like considered a lucky number because it's considered full.
Right.
So it's interesting that she would think that 13 would somehow keep her safe. I don't know.
Half full?
No, not half full.
Empty?
So this is another one of those places that there's believed to be a lot of paranormal activity. And I'm assuming it's the victims of the rifle. And they're just, I guess, pissed off or just feel like unfinished business or something.
Yeah.
Because of the rifle. But I don't know. I don't feel like it's kind of fair. I mean, like, I kind of understand, right? Like, none of these lives would have been taken if that gun wasn't created.
They may not even want if that gun wasn't created, though.
I know, but I'm just saying that it's hard to blame them, but then it's also hard to blame her.
Right. They just wanted to get the family.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, she didn't even create it. It's just the fortune of her husband. And it's not like she was using the fortune to make more guns or anything. I don't know. Just crazy.
Family name. Take them all down, I guess.
Yeah. So in the movie, she lived with her niece. But I didn't see anything in the information saying that she, like, lived with any family members. Or that any family members...
Well, I thought the niece was visiting.
Well, she lived with her. And because her husband had just died. Right?
I thought they were visiting because the husband died.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they weren't going to stay forever. Who knows? They could. So a lot of places have visited, or a lot of people have visited, like ghost hunters. I think ghost hunters, or it was ghost adventurers, Mythbusters. The third floor is supposed to be a particular hot spot for activity, where people have claimed to hear footsteps and disembodied voices saying their names. So if they're saying their names, then it's an intelligent spirit. Because it can interact, mm-hmm. and it knows what's going on. Which also confuses me, because it's like...
Play a little ball, you know? Intelligent, can move things around.
No. Also confuses me, because if... I don't know, if spirits don't have a body or a brain, how can it be, like, functioning and knowing what's going on?
Energy.
The whole thing just confuses me. I'm not saying that I don't believe it, because obviously, like, I get creeped out by stuff. But at the same time...
Leaves you questioning.
Well, I mean, I question how a switch works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that it works with electricity, but it just baffles me that it works in general. That I can just flip something and it goes on. It baffles me that my body can stay upright. Like, just how? I know, like bones and stuff.
It's physics.
Is it physics or is it chemistry? Or is it anatomy?
Or is it both? Or is it all three?
I guess it's all three. But yeah, so the house is super cool, and I'd love to go there one day. But also, terrified of something following me home.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, so that would be...
Which is kind of weird. Like, how are there all them spirits in that house that they can just follow you home?
I don't know. Are they chained? Like, are they just, like, bound to a certain area? And how did they get there?
Somebody the...
How did they... All of a sudden, they just decided, oh, Sarah Winchester is building a house. Let's all head over and find a room.
But how do they know where she is if they...
That's why I'm so confused. If somebody dies somewhere, I can kind of understand how they would be there. If the house is physically picked up and moved, I could understand why the person would, or the ghost or spirit, would still be in the house. Mm-hmm. Or why it would be stuck.
How about like an object, like...
Oh, like a piece of hair or something?
Like a pen or a tool.
Something that belonged
or...
to them?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that. But she had nothing related to any of these
except
people.
For the guns. She did have like a...
Not their
I don't
guns.
Know if it was just in the movie or in real life, but yeah, I don't know. The movie was good though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Oh my God.
I would definitely recommend to go see that movie.
And now we're going to watch, because we missed yesterday, because Kevin works nights sometimes. Yeah. So he worked nights yesterday, and we missed Friday the 13th. We always try to get a scary movie on Friday the 13th, but for some reason, we can never do it.
Yeah.
Work is always getting in the way.
Work, 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 work.
No, don't do that, please. Well, that looks like it's the bottom of the bottle. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back. We hope that you will be, too.
And if you don't, give us 5 stars. We'll haunt you.
As always, if you like our podcast, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, and also on Twitter at FWES Podcast. Like and share our posts, and don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know in detail what you think about the show and what your favorite parts are. Remember, 5 stars are...
We'll haunt you.
Would you rather date a vampire or a werewolf?
Oh, my goodness. Vampire.
Why?
I'm scared of werewolves.
Yeah, but at least it only happens around a certain time and you know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's true. But then it's all hairy and stuff.
And that's what she said. Would you rather find a cockroach in the shower or a mouse in your shoe when you're putting it on?
Cockroach in the shower.
Really? Mice have those teeth.
Yeah, they may bite you like...
I don't think they would bite you like that, though. Like, I don't know. But, so they have those tiny little sharp teeth. I remember one time I had a mouse and it bit me. And it really hurt.
Charlie bit me.
No, it was Veronica. Would you rather lie in a bed of snakes or rats?
Oh, I don't know. Neither.
You have to choose.
Neither.
You
oh.
have to choose.
Dude, no.
I gotta chill thinking about snakes right now.
Oh, dude.
But rats also.
They both bite, too.
Yes,
are they poisonous?
I don't know. It doesn't... That wasn't... No, they're not poisonous. I think I would go snakes. Because rats, like, if you have to lay there, right, they're crawling, they're walking all over you, they're pooping on you, and they also have furry little balls. So if they walk across your face, they're just dragging their furry little balls all over your face. And their tails.
I don't know. Do I have to answer this question?
Yes.
The ball thing really got me. Snakes.
Would you rather have every horror movie ever streaming on Netflix all the time or get free groceries once per month?
Would you rather... What am I doing again?
So, basically, are you able to stream every single horror movie on Netflix all the time or get free groceries once a month?
Free food!
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I'll buy a movie if I really want to see it. Yeah. Just free groceries a month. That helps a lot.
That's life changing.
Would you rather have a pumpkin for a head or knives for hands? Really think about this. You're walking around with a pumpkin head.
I'd rather have knives for hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Sorry, I was thinking you were saying the pumpkin head.
Or maybe, I thought maybe you were thinking a knife was your head or something.
No. So if you're a, if you have a pumpkin head, right, does your mouth move? Are you able to eat? Are you able to speak? Or is it just like a pumpkin?
Maybe you do. Maybe it's just like you always have that smile, you know, and then you have like this like secondary mechanism as a mouth that moves up and down.
I don't know, because if I had knives for hands...
How would you eat it? Oh, I guess you can always
scoop. Could eat with your hands all the time, but it could get dirty. I think to be safe...
Clean your blades.
I think to be safe, when you're going out in public, you should wear like a mitt. You know?
The one with a little thumb on it.
One with a little thumb. So you can't cut people. But can you imagine wiping your butt?
Now, are your hands...
What if you're wiping your butt?
Well, is it both hands like that?
Knives for hands. So, yeah, too.
Like a snake. Yeah, it's tough.
How are you going to wipe your butt?
I guess you're going to have to be really careful. You're going to have to get, like, different tips.
Do you remember Edward Scissorhands? Like a plastic tip
for the knife, and then you can, like, kind of, like, toilet paper it. And...
Do you remember Edward Scissorhands? Didn't he try to go to the bathroom? And he's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how do I do this?
I guess you don't do it.
You don't wipe your butt?
If you have knives for hands, or you wash it in, like, the bathtub or something.
A bidet? Boudet? Is that how you say it? A bidet?
A bidet?
Bidet for your boudet?
I don't know how you say it.
That maybe that's why people in France, right? Is it in the France?
Oh, that thing when they flush a toilet. It's
and it, like, it's
like
a fountain in your tush.
Yeah. That's
cleans
crazy.
Your whole butt.
I can't imagine something like that.
How do you wipe it off?
You don't. You just pull your pants back up so you can wipe ass.
Okay, as a girl, like, you don't understand that you can't just pull up your pants after, like, you can't do that. You gotta wipe it off. Do they offer towels? You can't use paper towel, tissue paper.
You can get a cut on
do
your
Do people
butt.
In France say toilet paper? Or is there another, like,
Touché.
Word for it? No.
I can speak a little
Touché
French.
Tissue paper.
I can speak some French.
No, French toast, French fries. I already heard it. You're ridiculous.
I know all the jokes.
Because you've said them like 50 million times.
I'm just making sure.
They've lost their emphasis and their ha's.
Impact. They always got impact.
Yeah. I'm about to impact something.